Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, let's try to catch up on what's going on in the world of the gun culture and stuff like that by going to the TruthAboutGuns.com and their editor-in-chief, and that would be one Dan Zimmerman, Esquire.
Good afternoon, sir.
You get the Esquire thing because of that lead I gave you and how fast you moved on it today. But
yeah, I'm no attorney. I don't pretend to be. I don't have the skills. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the degree. But I just dig into these things from time to time.
So let's go for the low hanging fruit, the best news we've had in quite a while, and that is that yesterday they confirmed Amy Coney Barrett. She is now Justice Amy Coney Barrett. And the long, you know, now we have six justices placed by Republican presidents. I don't know that I want to call them all conservative, but we got six. So probably, what, we have five good votes out of that.
That's probably right. Five and a half. You don't know which way Chief Justice Roberts is going to swing on any particular issue.
Right. You know,
as we've seen in the last week on voting rights in two different states, he's basically taken two different positions. So.
Yeah, but, you know, now that they have Barrett in place, like Pennsylvania, I think it's Pennsylvania, they're asking for another ruling now that they actually can break a tie because they voted 4-4 on one of those. I don't remember where it was.
That's interesting.
That, now they're asking for them to reconsider that one more time because they voted 4-4 that the lower court holds. But anyway. How good of a news is this? Because, and this is the thing, I think it's great. When Trump gets reelected, which it's beginning to look like that's what's going to happen, even the fake stream media is beginning to begrudgingly admit this in some quarters. To me, that would tell me he has a chance to replace two of them again. And I don't think it's going to be any of the leftists, so maybe Thomas retires or Alito retires and he can replace them and we keep this one thing in place. How important is it to have the Supreme Court aligned this way versus actually not enacting any gun control on state and federal levels?
Well, it's really important for a couple of reasons. The Supreme Court last term, as you probably remember, dumped 10 cases that were waiting for cert.
Oh, yeah?
There were a number of excellent opportunities there for the court to clarify the Heller ruling and to enshrine the individual right to keep and bear arms in a much more robust way than it currently is. They gave that up, and that was because the conservative wing on the court could not predict what a Chief Justice Roberts vote would be, and they didn't want to risk an adverse ruling. Well, by all indications, and from the one Second Amendment case that she has written on so far, Justice Barrett seems to be firmly in the originalist pro-gun rights side of things. Now, you never know how somebody's going to rule until they rule.
Right.
And as we have seen over the last 40 or 50 years, liberal justices don't drift right. Conservative justices only drift left.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
I mean, justices may stay where they are. I think Alito and
Thomas,
exactly. I'm sorry. Thomas has stayed pretty much right where they are this whole time. I don't think anybody can accuse them of drifting to the left. But if there's going to be any drift there, it's always going to be from right to left. This is important, though, now, because now that there are probably a good, strong 5 votes for gun rights, that means it's much more likely that a case will be taken up and granted cert. And it also means that you're probably going to see Chief Justice Roberts voting on the pro-gun side, if at all possible. And the reason for that is the Chief Justice gets to assign who writes the majority opinion, if he's
right.
in the majority.
Right.
If he's not in the majority, then the senior justice on the winning side gets to do that. And the thought is that there is no way in hell that he is going to want Clarence Thomas to write a pro-gun rights opinion, because it will be solidly pro-gun and probably much more so and much more clearly so than an opinion that Justice Roberts himself would write.
Well, you know, and that's important because, like with Scalia, when he wrote the opinion for Heller, they seize on a lot of these things that he said in his opinion as actually part of the ruling. Like, you know, no amendment, no right is absolute. Guns can be reasonably regulated, that kind of stuff. And, you know, they seize on that. And they of course, gloss over the other stuff, like guns in common use cannot be banned.
Right. Yeah, that's
part of that.
As you say, glossed over frequently.
So I think whoever does write that is important. Now, are you saying that is it just your feeling and your sense that maybe Roberts would not want somebody to be so, let's say, so originalist?
Yes. I think that he wouldn't want a Thomas opinion to be so clear and so straightforward that it binds the hands of the lower courts more than is absolutely necessary. I think that he would want to give them still some leeway to rule in ways that you and I might not agree with, while still voting generally on the case at hand. On the pro-gun side. So again, Chief Justice Roberts would temper his opinion compared to whatever Justice Thomas would write.
Right. That's interesting. I had not considered that part of it. But then that means we got a 6th vote, I guess, huh?
Likely. I think if at all possible, if there's any way he can find a way to join the majority in a pro-gun ruling.
Yeah. So that's still a good thing. That's still a good thing. And I guess they will last for quite some time and everything. Do you think – you don't have time to answer this, so I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to ask you the question. You can answer it on the other side. How about that?
Deal.
Okay. So do you think that in a disastrous setup, that now that we have Amy Coney Barrett in place, that if Trump does lose this election and it becomes President Joe Biden – has he done one thing that we can really appreciate from him for some time to come? That'll be the question when we get back. Hey, with thetruthaboutguns.com, let's just say they are so fast on the reactive part of it, it's better than calling an ambulance. And I'll explain that when we get back on the next side, because we're going to talk about something along those lines. Catch him at thetruthaboutguns.com. My guest is Dan Zimmerman, and this is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR. are at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns. I didn't have that happen today, but like, I was just thinking about how much fun it would have been if I was doing this part and introducing you the other day when I got two fillings in my lower jaw. Spitting all over my microphone, it would be funny. So my question was, did Trump hit us with a good solid that's gonna pay for itself? Should he lose the election with this appointment of Amy Coney Barrett?
I think you have to say that he did. Back in 2016, when a lot of people had qualms about voting for him, a lot of people on the right, they looked at it and they said, and for a lot of people, the most important issue was who would be nominating the next Supreme Court justices. I think everybody expected there would be one or two. I didn't think people thought that the whoever won would have three nominations. But he did an extremely intelligent thing back then. It was a very sharp move to publish that list of the kinds of people that he would said he would appoint. And they were all distinguished, well-qualified, originalist legal minds. And I think that gave a lot of people who may have been a little wary about voting for him, it gave a lot of people some comfort. And they said, and I think a lot of people held their noses and said, you know what? The most important issue for me is the Supreme Court, you know, whether that's gun rights or whatever other issues might come before the court, health care, whatever. I would rather have Trump and the people on his list filling those vacancies than whoever Hillary Clinton might nominate. And here we are 4 years later, a week before the election, and he has replaced three justices, and he's done it with exactly the kinds of people who are on that list. I don't recall how many of either Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, or Barrett. I don't remember if all of them were on that list 4 years ago or not, but even if they weren't, they are of the same type. And you have to say that he kept his promise. And you have to say that the Supreme Court is in a better place now than it was 4 years ago.
Yeah. Do you think they would have? I always get it messed up. But is it Merrick Garland or Garland Merrick? Do you think Clinton would have moved to him?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that was a quote unquote safe pick that
Obama was hoping that
Republicans might hold their nose and vote for.
He had plenty of evidence to show that would happen, because up until recently, Lindsey Graham's position has always been, if the president picks him and he's been elected president, we should just pass him.
Yeah, yeah, and let's be fair. Merrick Garland was perfectly qualified to be a Supreme Court justice, and he was not nearly as far left as people who Obama could have and had nominated prior. I think that was a strategic pick, and he was hoping that the Republicans would hold their nose and go ahead and vote for them. And Lindsey Graham probably would have done that back then. But Cocaine Mitch wasn't having it. He gambled, and he said, "Nope, I'm going to hold this, and that's what. And we're going to roll the dice and see if we can win the presidency." And I think you've seen the effects of these battles on someone like a Lindsey Graham, who basically what the Democrats have done in their treatment of Kavanaugh, which was just scandalous, is radicalized somebody who was this middle of the road as Lindsey Graham, so that when it came time to consider Justice Barrett, he was going to brook no craziness from the Democrats. He was fully on board with pushing her through before the election, and somebody who was you know, kind of considered a squish and would go along with somebody who was, you know, center left and certainly qualified like a Merrick Garland, and said, forget it. We've got an opportunity. We're going to take it. We're going to put her on the court.
Well, I mean, the precedent that I think a lot of people miss on this was it wasn't that they said that when it's this close to an election that the president should not be able to appoint a Supreme Court justice. It was that if you had an opposing party in place in the Senate versus the president or vice versa,
right,
that probably was not going to happen. If Harry Reid was still in place, you know, if he hadn't been beat up by his gym equipment and he was still the majority leader, or if it was
right,
if it was Schumer, they most certainly would have let Obama put Garland in place.
Of course they would. Of course they would. Look, this is hardball politics.
Sure.
As Tip O'Neill said long ago, politics ain't beanbag. If you've got the levers of power, you wield them. That's the lesson that the Republicans
need to learn.
Exactly. They have been derelict in using those levers of power too often, and they've gotten themselves run over. Well, they didn't do it this time. And that came after 4 years of watching Democrats beat the hell out of the president and try to run them over. And they, again, they saw what they the kind of horrendous treatment Kavanaugh got from the Democrats in the Judiciary Committee. Said, forget it. We've got the power. It's perfectly legal. It's perfectly constitutional. He nominated him. He nominated her. We're going to confirm her, and she's going to be in the court.
When I was doing local radio back in 2010, whenever I would mention Lindsey Graham's name down in Columbia, South Carolina, I would always play the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies behind it. Like it just happened because I mentioned his name. And now he has graduated. Thank you, Lindsey. You finally fused your spine and you found your anger. That's why I want Trump to be president. I don't need a Boy Scout. I know lots of nice people. Dan, you're just about as nice as anybody out there. But if you do become president, I do want you to get out there and be completely just crazed Dan Zimmerman-esque, okay? So anyway.
I'll do my best if that ever happens.
We're coming up on the break. When we get back, we're going to talk about something that Dan and I talked about this morning, that it's amazing what happens when a wrong piece of information gets out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With polls closing in a few hours, the presidential candidates are preparing for a long night of vote counting. Visiting the offices of the RNC in Arlington, Virginia, President Trump told staff he's expecting to have a great night.
I'm hearing we're doing well all over right here. The lines are amazing. The lines have been amazing. And I think we're going to have a great night. We're going to have a great night. And we're going to have, much more importantly, we're going to have a great 4 years.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris told reporters in Detroit that she's confident in her campaign, and she believes that there won't be the feared post-election unrest no matter who's elected.
I do strongly believe that we, whoever you vote for, will defend the integrity of our democracy and a peaceful transfer of power, and that there are certain lines that whoever you vote for that we just won't cross.
This is USA Radio News. While Americans are focused on going to the polls today, doctors are warning that we could be entering a very rough phase of the coronavirus pandemic. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CNBC that while we're better prepared to deal with more infections, we could still see a large rise in cases and deaths over the winter.
The sheer fact that we're going to be infecting so many people right now is probably going to mean that the death tolls get well above 1,000 for a sustained period of time. And so it's a very grim couple of months that we face. I think that this is the last sort of acute phase of this pandemic that we need to go through, and things will get better in 2021, but we need to hunker down and be careful over the next couple of months.
Hurricane Eta continues to lash Central America as a powerful Category 4 storm, bringing damaging winds, life-threatening storm surge, flash flooding, and the potential for landslides. The storm's sustained winds of 140 miles an hour have already torn roofs off of homes and knocked down trees and power lines in portions of Nicaragua and Honduras. Eta is expected to remain over Central America for the rest of the week, dropping anywhere between 5 and 30 inches of rain in some parts. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, yesterday when I was at home reeling from the fact that it took him so many hours to replace a luggage rack strip on my car, I went to my YouTube page because I just got remonetized on YouTube. Yes, a gun channel got remonetized on YouTube. And I started looking at what was suggested to me. And I saw this one video that was like a breaking news video. And I watched it. And at first I was like, oh, dear God. But then I thought a minute and I was like, wait a minute. This doesn't jibe with what I'm thinking some of these things should be going on. So this morning, I got with Mr. Zimmerman here, joining us again, Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, and we talked about it, and you'd seen this, and this turned out to be where a lawyer from a group got out there and sent out, what was it, a letter or something speculating what might be coming down the pike, but it hasn't actually materialized yet?
Yeah, it was the Wiley Law Firm, which is known to have a good knowledge of firearms law and the machinations of the ATF. And they were noting some things that were going on at the ATF, and they were advising their clients of what they were seeing. And most of this had to do with AK and AR pistols that were made outside the U.S. and were deemed by the ATF to not be of sporting purposes. This is horrible, but under the National Firearms Act, for a gun to be imported into the United States and sold to the retail market, it has to be deemed
sporting use. Mm.
And the ATF has all sorts of arcane, esoteric standards which they use to determine whether a gun is of sporting use or not. And they have recently been denying some of the guns that were respectively going to be imported. And this had to do with the weight of them, whether they could, again, these are AR and AK pistols.
Right.
And I don't know whether they were going to be imported with a pre-mounted pistol brace or not, or they're just coming in without the brace and the brace could be added later. But these guns were deemed not to be of sporting use because either the barrel was too long or they were too heavy, so they couldn't be adequately fired with one hand for whatever reason. Anyway, the Wiley law firm said, look, this is happening. We're seeing the potential change, and the ATF isn't clear about how they're applying these rules all the time, which is typical. That's standard operating procedure for the ATF, is
sure.
to be as nebulous and opaque as they possibly can, issue these letters to individual manufacturers only and not broadcast their standards loudly, because that gives them a lot of latitude in how to apply what they say are the rules and make it up as they go along, basically. So anyway, the Wiley law firm is saying to their clients, before you go out and buy a bunch of inventory expecting to import it or invest in a whole bunch of machinery, talk to your attorney and make sure that it makes sense for your business. Perfectly reasonable stance and advice from the law firm.
And now, you follow along with me and tell me if you think I'm correct in what happened. The YouTube video I saw, you know, at first glance, when you're looking at the headline of that letter, that gives a very alarming message. Even though, logically, we're sitting around here and we know that we have a 60-day window where the ATF is going to stick their finger in there and figure out what they can and can't get away with based on the election, right?
Exactly, because the headline is ATF interpretive change restricts handgun imports, and that's what we just talked about.
Right.
And then the next part says, and may require NFA registration.
Right.
So they were speculating on if the same standards were applied to domestically produced AR and AK pistols, and not all of them, but some of them, again, the ones that didn't fall into that what their definition of a sporting use weapon is, then they could reclassify some of these as any other weapon, an AOW. And under the NFA, if an AOW is not a standard retail firearm, it's NFA regulated, and that means it has to be registered, and you have to pay a $200 tax stamp in order to purchase one and go through all the paperwork that's involved in that.
Right. What's amazing to me is that what you went out and found is what I saw. I went out and saw the same thing. I would agree that if that were to come about, yes, that would be quite alarming. But right now it's in the speculative state. And
right.
yet some of the people that had heard that before you published this article seem somewhat reluctant to give up on the idea that this is just speculation. It's not something that... They are fully in on the fact that this is going to happen, aren't they? I was looking at the commenters.
Yes. Gun owners are a paranoid lot, and rightly so. There's a lot of
history
out there that has contributed to that, and I certainly don't blame them for being paranoid / pessimistic about any dealings with the ATF. And when you combine this email that the Wiley firm sent out with the recent goings on regarding the Kew honey badger.
Yeah. It's a perfect storm, isn't it?
Yeah, they built upon each other. It was they combined to raise a lot of red flags. That doesn't mean that these red flags or these concerns are unfounded. But what the reason I wrote the article is I wanted to make sure that our readers know that nothing has happened yet. Because if you watch that video, it sounded like this has already happened, that this is a fait accompli, and that the ATF had already dropped the ban hammer on AR and AK pistols, and all of a sudden everybody was going to have to register their AR and AK pistols. And that is not the case. Even under the Honey Badger, the Honey Badger ruling that's been put off for at least 60 days now, only applied to that one individual firearm.
So the Honey Badger,
firearm.
That one gun.
Yes, it applied.
They had other guns it did not apply to by name, right?
Correct.
At Kew.
Literally the only gun in the country that letter applied to. That doesn't mean that the ATF can't or won't expand that kind of a ruling to other AR pistols, but they haven't. And that would be an extremely large step for them to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when Trump gets reelected, their job security is going to be in question anyway. You hang on for me, please, sir. We're coming up on the next break, and you can find this at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Indeed. That's with a D. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns, that's the problem with doing a radio show. If you get your consonants wrong, you sound like an idiot. Indeed, Dan, indeed. Anyway, indeed. Let's talk about this. I think this is splendid news. How long has Kimber been shut down in New York during the COVID thing?
I don't know. I assume since March. You know, they've been in Yonkers, gosh, for decades, I think. They did have operations in Alabama. But, yeah, this news came out last week. They issued a press release, and I missed it, so we put it up today. And they are moving. They're vacating New York and moving to a much friendlier business climate in Alabama.
Yeah, we've gotten in the southeast quite a few New York transplants. Quite a few of them, simply because it's so hard for them just to do business there. Plus, they've been closed down. But, like, businesses, like, because of government contracts, like DeSantis in New York, they've been able to stay open because they've been deemed essential.
Oh, I didn't know they were in New York.
Well, yeah, they are. Gene DeSantis spends a lot of his time in Florida, and he's like, if I could figure out how to move all of my people down here to Florida, I'd do it tomorrow and move everything out of there. But
you know, that's the thing. I mean, we hear this, we see this in the comments all the time. You know, our readers say, well, you know, they need to get out of there. They need to move. They just need to, you know, to vacate. And I hear that about Springfield and, Smith & Wesson in Massachusetts. And, you know, I've heard it about Kimber. It's not that easy. If anybody's ever seen the Springfield plant or the Smith & Wesson plant, in Springfield, Massachusetts, it's immense. Moving that would be an unbelievable undertaking, let alone losing a huge amount of their workforce. So, you know, no matter what, I'm sure a significant percentage of them would not make the move, you know, because they've got family and they're dug in Massachusetts, who know, you know, have been there for a lot of their lives. And you lose all that expertise. We saw what happened to Marlin when Remington bought them and tried to move them. Marlin's quality went to hell. They did a huge amount of damage to that brand before finally getting everything fixed and having to rebuild trust in it. That's so moving from a anti-gun state to a pro-gun state. We've seen that a lot, and a lot of companies have done it, but it's not an easy thing to do. It's a very difficult undertaking, and it's a lot. It's a lot to take on, especially, you know, a time like now when, you know, gun companies are as busy as they could possibly be, you know, even in the best of times, it's very expensive.
Yes.
Very difficult
yes.
to do.
Yes, it is.
And not lose momentum.
But by the same token, like in California, which not so much gun businesses, but all businesses have been going through that very thing where they're having to build Tesla. I don't know how big their facility would be. I would think it's huge, and they're going to do it. So in these regimes, like New York, even if they weren't gun builders, they're sort of hostile to businesses in New York State, aren't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's an extremely difficult regulatory environment, and they have very high taxes, both personal and business. So that's why you see companies in California and places like New York moving to states like Florida and Texas, because we don't have individual income taxes here, and we are generally extremely friendly to business. That's what you mentioned Tesla. I don't think Tesla's moving out of California, but they're building a new plant, and they decided to do that here in Austin.
Right.
It's a billion-dollar plan. I think it has 15 or 20,000 people working there. Why? Because it makes a whole lot more sense. It's far less expensive to do business in Texas than it is in California. Price of gas here is like $1.89. I think it's $3.50 or $3.75 in California. The individual income tax is, I don't know, 15%, 16% at the top, something insane. You know, on top of federal taxes. No, there is no individual tax in Texas. And I have to assume that business income taxes are lower here, too, though, but I don't know that for a fact.
Well, I mean, the other thing is that, you know, like in New York, they used to be able to offset their federal tax by deducting their local tax, and that got taken away. So now all of these places that have all of these high local taxes get to take credit for that.
Exactly.
And that started moving them out, too. So.
Yeah, that was something that the Congress did when they passed the Trump tax cut. That was a huge penalty on mostly blue states for maintaining these extremely high tax regimes.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm glad to see Kimber get out of there. I'm you know. I don't own a Kimber. I have in the past. But I'm just, it doesn't matter if they made, like, you know, the screws that go into the grips. I'm glad they got out of New York State, and I'm glad they voted with their feet, and I'm glad they took their money with them, and they're taking their taxes with them, and they're moving somewhere else and getting out of there. That's the only way I can think of to choke off these blue states.
Yeah, well, Car Arms did it a few years back. They didn't move far, but they moved over the state line from, I think, New York into Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, they made that decision. Was it Stag I recently read is moving as well, out of Connecticut or someplace? I can't recall. I could be wrong. I lose track of all of them. You know, Weatherby moved from California to Wyoming last year, I think it was. So, there's a lot of these people, companies. Not only do they just want to be in a better business climate, they want to be in a gun-friendly climate. There's plenty of places that meet that criteria and are very welcoming. So.
Right. So. I found that was good stuff. I thoroughly enjoyed seeing that good stuff.
Yeah, I was happy to hear that, too.
I have tried to get Kimber to sponsor the sponsor the show before they have, but they haven't done. Real quick, before we run out of, we got about a minute and a half. You noticed that the Brady campaign is not mentioning gun control in the campaign, didn't you? In anybody's campaign.
Funny, isn't it? Funny, yeah. Brady in every town. They're running ads all over the place, and they're not mentioning gun control. They're attacking Republicans wherever they go based on other issues, whether it's health care or, I guess, abortion rights or whatever, anything other than gun control. So you have to wonder about these claims that they always like to throw around about 90% of the people wanting more gun control laws. That's probably a load of horse hockey.
Horse hockey.
Yeah, because if that was really the case, they'd be pushing that in their ads.
Well, yeah, don't you? I wonder what that said. Well, I already know. I don't need to ask that question. Anyway, before we run out of time, let's talk a little bit about thetruthaboutguns.com. I think I called him today with this video question about the stuff, and Dan moved on it and had it published before lunch. I talked to him shortly after breakfast. He had it published before lunch. This is the kind of speed they move when they do a little research. This is why you should go there, just to check it, just if you're trying to keep up with what's going on in the world pertaining to guns, you know, and they're the ones with the breaking news, truly with the breaking news. So, once again, sir, thank you very much for joining me this evening. It is always an educational experience for me.
Thanks for having me.
Mind-altering. Mind-altering experience. It challenges my consciousness, and it makes me a better human being. So thank you very much.
That may be overstating it, but thank you.
Very good. Talk to you soon. Coming up next is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.